Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Don't choke on that. It's called common sense. You'll be all right. Swallow, son. Swallow. All right, good. Professor Alan Sachs here with me. Professor, I got to ask you about one other Texas story that was sitting in my pile here today that's absolutely absurd. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. But a Texas man battling a court order that orders him to pay tens of thousands of dollars in child support for a kid that's not even his. It's incredible. In 2003, I'll share this with the audience, a child support court in Texas ordered Gabriel Corneo, 45, to pay child support to his ex-girlfriend because she said, there's no way anybody else is the dad. He didn't know about it, apparently. Corneo is raising three kids of his own and two nephews, said he never heard about it. The court ordering him to pay the money because here under Texas Family Code Chapter 161 is explicit and states that even if one is not the biological father, they still owe support payments that accrued before the paternity test proves otherwise. In this case, $65,000 because he was named as the father, never knew it, years passed, and Texas law says, well, he's on the hook for $65,000. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life.
I have not heard about it, and I'm glad I have not heard about it. It's incredible. What I'm looking at this morning in our newspapers on the front page is something perhaps that is the most important news story of the day, the Dallas Cowboys going to their training camp in California. And they've had a lot of problems and run-ins in the offseason, but it doesn't matter. The coaches, and I have great confidence in them, and the owner of the team says all these players, the ones that got into trouble,
Professor,
are young,
Professor,
and we're going to work through it.
Professor, nobody likes the Cowboys.
And we're going to work through it.
Nobody likes the Cowboys. Nobody likes the Cowboys.
But the Dallas Cowboys, which
they're hated.
In my city, their stadium, they're the wealthiest sports franchise in the world. Which is hard for me to believe.
No, I thought the New York Yankees were the wealthiest franchise.
I think they're number two or number three, along with I believe there was a soccer team in England.
I think that Texans are delusional. That's what I think.
You see a photo of them, these are all great gentlemen. They're all dressed in suits, and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are behind them. It is going to be a great day.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm being unbelievably sarcastic.
Yeah, I understand that.
But that's the way it is.
That's the way it is in Texas, anyhow. All right, so on a more serious note, people do hate the Cowboys, but on a more serious note, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, all going behind closed doors. I think that's a mistake, by the way. I think they should do it out in public because what's going to happen is there's going to be leaks.
Absolutely.
What they say is going to be twisted, and CNN and the Washington Post are going to publish stories based on whatever they want to publish them on. Facts, who cares?
You're right. And by the way, you can make sure, you can bet that the media will have on the ranking minority leader from the House Intelligence Committee. Ed Schiff will be on there telling us some stuff. And then there'll be the ranking member on the Senate Intelligence Committee doing the same thing. They'll be talking about how bad it was, and you can just rest assured of this. Yesterday, I heard the great U.S. Senator from Minnesota, Al Franken, talk about how the testimony, you could not rely upon some of the testimony they've heard because they were not sworn under oath. And Senator Grassley replied absolutely correctly, it doesn't matter if they're sworn or not, you do not lie to these committees.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, right, and the problem being is if they did it just right out in the open, people would know exactly what they
That's
said,
right.
They would know exactly what happened. We wouldn't have to, worry about the filter that is the Washington
exactly
Post
right.
owned by Amazon or the New York Times or CNN, all of whom, which I thought was beautiful with Anthony Scaramucci, when he came out and CNN asked him something about fake news, he said, well, listen, you guys wrote false stories about me and ran false stories about me, which you later had to, rescind. And then three of your people got fired. He goes, but I'm not bitter. I'm not angry about it. I understand these things. I mean, he was just great about it because he destroyed CNN.
I heard the interview that he did with Jake Tapper. And it was like an argument between the two. And I keep thinking, is this really what an anchor is supposed to do, is argue with his guest? It was just a complete argument back and forth.
Well, with that in mind, where does it go? Because I want to know, does this, in your mind, does it end? Does it just continue on infinitum?
It continues on and on and on. I think it's going to go on for the rest of President Trump's term. They want him out of office. I think everybody understands that. The media wants him out. A lot of people in the Republican Party want him out. The Democrats want him out. And they're going to be on him, I think, for the next 2 to 3 years. But we may be saved. Another billionaire from Dallas, Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas Mavericks basketball team, said he may run against Donald Trump. And I'm saying, wow, come save us, Mr. Cuban.
Yeah. By the way, in the interest of making sure, and I hate to do this to you, Professor, it hurts me a little bit, but I looked up the wealthiest sports franchise teams in the world. We were both wrong. Just so you know, the number one most valuable team in the world is Real Madrid, followed by Barcelona, followed by Manchester United.
Yeah, Manchester United.
Followed by number four, the New York Yankees. Followed by number five, the Dallas Cowboys.
Tell me it ain't so, because all
Forbes magazine. Forbes magazine, number five, everybody. It's America's team, followed by the Los Angeles Dodgers, then the New England Patriots, Washington Redskins, and New York Giants, rounding out the top 10. But I got bad news for you. You may grow your stories bigger in Texas, but the Cowboys come in behind the Steinbrenner family.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
Including the lies.
Everything is bigger in Texas, even if it ain't true.
Yeah, no fake news here, mister.
Right.
No fake news here. Whether they were the Dallas Cowboys, $2.4 billion their value. The Yankees at 2.5. Real Madrid, by the way, $3.44 billion for soccer. I mean, they don't even tackle out there. What a useless game.
I actually heard the Cowboys, and this honestly, I heard this several times in the past week or two. The Cowboys were valued at $4 billion.
Maybe they've gone way up in value.
Yeah,
I don't know, because
I don't know. $4 billion. It doesn't matter.
Must be with all the Super Bowls they've won recently. Must be all those Super Bowls. Oh wait, they haven't won a Super Bowl in years. Anyhow,
great thing on a different kind of a story.
Hold on, real quick. Hold the phone. We got to go to one more break. I'll keep you through.
Okay,
Professor Alan Sachs. He'll get us one more thing. I'll give you one more thing right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.